In Isaiah, we are given a vision of the great feast to come when God will wipe away death forever. In Jesus' parable about a great banquet, those invited do not come. So the invitation is extended to others, both good and bad. In our liturgy, God spreads a table before us. Even amid anxiety and hardship, we rejoice in the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. With great joy, we feast at the table of the Lord, and we go forth to share the wonderful invitation with others hungering and thirsting for the abundant life of God. Our gathering hymn today is Now the Feast and Celebration.
Sings for joy to the God of life and love and freedom, praise and glory forevermore. Now is the feast of the Lamb once slain, whose blood has freed and united us to be one great people of God. Now the feast and celebration, all of creation sings for joy to the God of wisdom and might, all honor and glory to God forever. Now the feast and celebration, all of creation sings for joy to the God of
Please rise as you are able. Blessed be God, the one who forms us, Jesus, who bears the cross, the Spirit who makes our joy complete. Amen. Let us bow before God in humility, confessing our sin. Steadfast and faithful God, you have revealed the ways of justice, yet we fail to follow you. We are overwhelmed by the world's violence and suffering. We are afraid to risk what we have for the sake of others, for the harm we have caused, known and unknown. Forgive us for the unjust demands we place on others and your creation. Forgive us for the ways we turn away from you and our neighbor. Forgive us. Lead us back to you and set us on the right path. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. beloved in Christ. God's justice stretches beyond all understanding. God's compassion is beyond compare. In Jesus, God is always making a new way for us. In Christ, you are already and always forgiven. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit is with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord of the feast, you have prepared a table before all peoples and poured out your life with abundance. Call us again to your banquet. Strengthen us by what is honorable, just, and pure, and transform us into a people of righteousness and peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Amen. You may be seated for the readings.
The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 25, verses 1 through 9. After a hymn of praise acknowledging God as a shelter for the poor, the prophet portrays a wonderful victory banquet at which death, which in ancient Canaan was depicted as a monster swallowing up everyone, will be swallowed up forever. The prophet urges celebration of this victory of salvation. The reading begins. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things. Plans formed of old, faithful, and sure. For you have made the city a heap, the fortified city a ruin. The palace of aliens is a city no more. It will never be rebuilt. Therefore, strong peoples will glorify you. Cities of ruthless nations will fear you. For you have been a refuge to the poor, a refuge to the needy in their distress, a shelter from the rainstorm and a shade from the heat. When the blast of the ruthless was like a winter rainstorm, the noise of aliens like heat in a dry place, you subdued the heat with the shade of clouds. The song of the ruthless was stilled. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wines strained clear. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him so that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm for today is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters.
He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake.
Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil.
For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Thou prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long.
Amen.
second reading is from Philippians chapter 4, verses 1. To God, no matter what the circumstance. God's peace is with us and binds us together, our hearts and minds in Jesus Christ, especially when things around us do not seem peaceful. The reading begins. My brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord. In this way, my beloved, I urge Euodia and I urge Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you also, my loyal companion, help these women, for they have struggled beside me in the work of the gospel, together with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise as you are able. Please join with me in our gospel acclamation. Alleluia. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in God's salvation. Alleluia. Our gospel today is from St. Matthew, the 22nd chapter. Once more, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding banquet, but they would not come. Again, he sent other slaves, saying, 'Tell those who have been invited, look, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they made light of it and went away, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his slaves, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his slaves, 'The wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go, therefore, into the main streets and invite everyone you find into the wedding banquet.' Those slaves went out into the streets and gathered all whom they found, both good and bad. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing a wedding robe. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding robe?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot and throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.'" This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise be to Christ.
You may be seated. So how rude of those who were invited to not show up at this wedding feast. Weddings are events of joy. How could anything else be more important? Have we ever made an excuse for not attending a wedding that we were just not interested in attending? Remember getting that invitation to Cousin Lester's youngest son, whose name we can hardly remember? We asked Lorraine if we had invited them to our daughter's wedding. After all, that's how it works, isn't it? We only go if they went to our events. The answer is no. Lester and I were barely speaking to each other back then, for who knows what reason anymore. Every year, thousands of people get married, and out of those thousands, there are really only a few who invite us as well. However, it really is not possible to ever attend every wedding we are invited to. There are so many situations and conditions due to which sometimes we're just not able to attend a wedding. And sometimes we ourselves do not really want to attend this particular wedding. Most of the time, the moment the invitation comes in the mail, we know whether we will attend or not. But the problem occurs when we really don't find ourselves with any real valid excuse or reason for not being able to go to this particular wedding. The outcome of not attending a wedding could be severe. It's like losing a friend for a lifetime, or perhaps they just won't come and attend your wedding either. These are some excuses that have been used by those who didn't really want to go to a wedding. I didn't get leave from my office, and I'm out of vacation time. I'm going away for an on-location project for work. My child is not well. Of course, you can't really say this the moment you get that invitation in the mail. You have to just pretend that you really are going to go to the wedding all along, and maybe 2 or 3 days ahead of time, call either the bride or the groom in a really tearful voice and say, "I just can't attend the wedding. My child is sick." Another excuse is, "Oh, my child is getting ready for their exams for college, and I have to help them." Or, "I have a job interview." Or, "I couldn't get a reservation for the plane or hotel." We all know how difficult it is to get a reservation, even 3 months prior to that date. "I have to attend another wedding in my family." "I'm getting married that same day." "My court date is on this day." Not saying, of course, why we are ending up in court. "I got operated on and I have to recuperate." So, if you think you will actually be happy attending a wedding, you should definitely attend it, for these are events of joy and rejoicing. But if you think that attending a wedding will only cause you grief and give you and is difficult for you to attend, then just skip the whole idea and tell your reasons to the couple. And yes, don't forget to give your best wishes to the couple on their new beginning, whether you attend it or not. And sending a card and a gift is required no matter whether you attend it or not. That's just the way it is. So let us all remember, getting back to our gospel passage, that this all started with when Jesus entered the temple. The chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" This again is a good reminder for us that this is yet another parable in this whole series of parables that Jesus tells toward these religious authorities who are questioning his authority. But in telling this around these religious leaders, is Jesus speaking to us and to them about a real wedding, or is it something else? Is this just another analogy that Jesus is using for something else altogether? Well, of course, it is something different. A different banquet altogether, for Jesus is talking to them about their refusal to rejoice at what has been offered to them, for we live in this banquet for all time. We need to clearly hear what it is that Jesus is telling them, for it may very well convict us as well. These leaders had decided that what they were doing day to day was far more important than what Jesus was offering to them in his teaching in the temple. They were going through the motions of their faith, but their hearts were dedicated to something else entirely. Don't we all know of some who find the same is true for their lives, that they're just too busy between their careers and their children's activities to find time for God? Our society has us all so focused on what we accomplish in our career lives as a critical part of our status and usefulness. I can remember when I was working that weekend days were not honored particularly by the business that I worked for, and those days were thought of as really no different than any others, and they provided extra working days as needed. People that get caught up with this may pray when they can or scan a devotion, but they just can't make it to the church service, for their careers override that, or getting ready and getting theirs too involved, especially on their very only day off. Besides, someone there might ask them to help out with some event, and they don't want to have to make some other excuse for why they can't. Yet, Jesus loves us all, and this is what we can really hear out of this passage. And Jesus wants all of us at this feast that we all are really joined in now, but will really explode at the end time. We hear that Jesus went to try to get those originally invited to come multiple times, but they just wouldn't listen. This again shows us just how much God wants us to be with God in this banquet event. What we hear as the term slaves in this passage are really the prophets that preceded Jesus, as well as those who brought the message of hope in the gospel of Jesus out to the world after Jesus ascended into heaven. Jesus describes that he went into the streets to find some who would come, the good, devout people as well as the sinners, who are the ones who Jesus came to save. We all know how we fit into these categories. For all the busy people who still believe in God and really do love Jesus in their hearts, there definitely is hope. Jesus wants to bring all of us into this banquet. We just need to wear our robe of faith in him. What we know is to do that, we need to do more than just wear a cross around our necks or just say that, sure, I believe. We have to have it shine out from our hearts as we do the work of continuing Christ's ministry, even if it's only some small efforts or even just through our smiles as we go out into the world welcoming all others. We're not really talking about a situation where we can get through with a one-time participation award. We need to really live out our faith every day of our lives for our faith to be deep and strong. We again try to provide God with the fruits of faith seeking justice, having compassion for others, and loving one another. Doing all of this for God brings us into the group of the invited to the banquet that he wants all to be at. By using the analogy of the wedding, Jesus reminds us that we do all of this rejoicing for what God has first done for all of us and for the banquet God promises to us. Rejoicing is what Paul is telling the Philippians to be doing, even with the dire situation that he and they are both in. This is one of his most inviting verses, for it describes to us how we can always rejoice, regardless of what life has placed on our plate. Even facing death, we can live in these words because of the promise of Jesus that lie behind them. True bravery is embedded in these words, that when someone can speak them in the face of going to be with Jesus, they show us true faith. I have witnessed such a person, and I can tell you this is what true faith and bravery look like. We speak the 23rd Psalm when we need to deal with the realities of life on this earth, perhaps ending for someone we love. You might have noted some older words used within our psalm today. By using thou and thy for our reference to God, we can fully grasp the power of God that comes to our aid when we speak these or similar words. God comes to us in power, love, and beyond our understanding, bringing peace to our often frazzled lives. Our hearts and our minds are guarded by Christ Jesus, who will bring us to the feast of God. We should not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, we let our requests be made known to God. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Trusting in the transformative power of God's loving Spirit, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need.
For the Church of Jesus Christ in this and every land, that all the followers of Christ share the mind of Christ and strive to live together in peace, staying firm in the Lord, God of grace. For green pastures and still waters and all the beauty of the natural world, that creation flourishes and humankind lives in right relationship with all you have made, God of grace. For the nations of the world and all who hold positions of authority, that they govern in accordance with God's vision of justice, providing shelter and refuge to all in need, striving toward the goal of peace and prosperity for all, God of grace. For all experiencing valleys of illness and grief, that they may be healed and comforted and find rest in the presence of the Good Shepherd who walks beside them, we pray especially for Donna Barnish, Carol Cataldo, Tanya Cleaver, Pastor Don and Cheryl Dorsbacher, Jack DeTerry, Ken Doty, Barb Downing, Barbara Gruitt, Brian Hedberg, Rob Kornfeld, Ken Majeski, Pastor Charlie Martin, Sherry Moserak, Beverly and Ed O'Connor, Leon Quater, Natalie Raymond, Scott Reed, Carl Rich, Dawn Siebert, Sandy Smith, Bill Steinhaus, Robbie Sveck, Bob Turno and family, Carol Watson, Douglas Weaver, Jim and Flo Young, and the family of Julie Krusky and Jason Ream in their passing, NA Project Return, and those serving to protect our nation both at home and overseas, that they may return safely, God of grace. For this community of believers, that wherever there is conflict or discord, the love of Christ may keep us united and make us mindful of all that is true, honorable, just, pure, pleasing, commendable, and excellent, God of grace.
Trying to recover from the hurricanes, from the wildfires, and from the floods, as well as we pray for all of those in the Middle East, and we pray for peace to come into their lives and for all of them to be kept safe. God of grace,
hear our prayer. In thanksgiving for the beloved saints who now rest in your mercy, that their faithful and witness guide that their faithful witness guide your church until the day we join them at your heavenly feast. God of grace.
Gracious God, into your hands we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your unending love and amazing grace. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The peace of Christ is with you always.
And also with you. Thank you for your continued support to the Christian ministry of Our Savior Lutheran Church. And I do have a few announcements. Please write in the names of any friends and family who have died in the past year for All Saints Sunday, and you may give those names to Pastor Charlie or slip them under the door, the secretary's door, the office door. Next Sunday is Fellowship Coffee Hour next week, so looking forward to that. Also next Sunday at noon, 12 o'clock noon, the three congregations, the councils of the three congregations of Our Savior, St. Martin's and St. Paul's will have a joint meeting here at noon. That's from the councils, the respective pastors, and there'll also be a representative from the Senate office. Will be Pastor Sean will be here. We have a new internet connection, which was completed this past week for our radio broadcast, and we hope it's working as promised. And the last thing I have is that the parking lot is to be seal coated this coming Thursday. We've had a lot of promises on that, so hopefully it'll happen this time. It's this Thursday, be seal coated. And our offering prayer. God of power, God of plenty, all things belong to you. We bring your gifts to the table that all may be fed from us into the body of your beloved Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
Our offering hymn is In the Singing.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed our duty and our joy that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, Holy, 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 Holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. He who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. Holy God, you alone are holy. You alone are God. The universe declares your praise. Beyond the stars, beneath the sea, within each cell, with every breath,
we praise you, O God. God.
Generations bless your faithfulness. Through the water, by night and day, across the wilderness, out of exile, into the future, we bless you, O God. We give you thanks for your dear Son at the heart of human life, near to those who suffer, beside the sinner, among the poor, with us now.
We thank you, O God.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering his love for us on the way, at the table, and to the end, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We pray for the gift of your Spirit in our gathering, within this meal, among your people, throughout the world. Blessing, praise, and thanks to you, Holy God, through Christ Jesus, by your Spirit, in your church, without end. Amen. And now let us pray with confidence in the words that our Savior gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Jesus invites you to this table. Come, eat, and live. You may be seated until we call you forward.
Presence of
arise as you are able. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Blessed be your name, O God, for we have feasted on your word, Christ Jesus, the joy and delight of our hearts. Strengthened by this food, send us to gather the world to your banquet, where none are left out and all are satisfied. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now may the God of glory, Jesus Christ, name above all names, and the Spirit who lives in you, bless you now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the sending hymn.
God is at work in you.
Thanks be to God.